Shattered Dreams by Sandy Lloyd. Narrated by Carol Dines. Chapter 1. Claire Grayson Carter felt the warm sun on her face long before she dared open her eyes. When she finally did squint, brightness invaded and pain shot through her brain. Her eyelids snapped shut. It took a while before she risked another attempt. This time she used a hand to block out the early morning light and opened her eyes hesitantly while she slowly sat up. Moaning, she gripped the seat to still the subtle sway of the anchored sailboat. To fend off the offensive rays and to ease her queasy stomach, she bent over with her face in her lap. Oh, God! Would the pounding in her head ever stop? Why did I drink so much? That, and the question about where her husband might be, were her two most pressing thoughts. I should have never had that last glass of champagne, she muttered, as another wave of queasiness passed. Please, Lord, Claire prayed. Get me through this, and I'll never drink so much again. With shaky hands, she grabbed hold of the railing until a flush of perspiration passed. Then she pulled herself to her feet, taking deep breaths. Once she felt confident to move again, she raked trembling fingers through her matted hair. Resting her hand on the back of her neck, she scanned the calm seas. A fish jumped. Its plop distorted the clear water for seconds. Eventually, the ripples fanned out and left the blue-green mirror intact. Though her nausea had receded, little grenades inside her head hadn't. One right after the other exploded. She lifted her hand to rub the pain away and saw red streaks along her arm. Startled, she glanced down. Dark stains saturated her white silk shirt that hung unbuttoned. When she caught a coppery whiff, the distinct scent of blood, her scalp tingled. Her heartbeat quickened as she took in the teak wood deck, where a couple of drained champagne bottles and two flutes were strewn about, along with the remnants of a gourmet meal. She then focused on a red trail that led below. Another cold sensation washed over her, despite the heat of the harsh sun. Her lungs seized, and dread rose up instead of air. Carl? She tentatively followed the dark spots that increased in size down the stairs to the galley and open salon below, where they just stopped in a small, dried puddle in front of the stove. Carl? She unlatched the door to the back berth. The bed was undisturbed, and the stowed nylon bags on the teakwood floor were exactly as she'd left them the evening before. She pivoted and stumbled toward the V-berth as the 40-foot sloop lurched unexpectedly in the water. Gripping the doorframe for support, Claire climbed on top of the bed's rumpled sheets in the center of the tiny room, pushed open the front hatch, and poked her head out. Carl? She yelled at empty space. The quiet stillness of the morning was amplified as her heartbeat pounded in her ears. Hysteria set in as another wave of nausea rolled over her, lapping at her gut like the sea hitting the beach. She dropped the hatch and had to sit a moment on the edge of the bed until the feeling passed. The jackhammers in her head weren't helping matters any. Neither was the fact that she felt weak. The desire to exert any effort had completely deserted her. Through sheer willpower, she mustered forth every bit of energy she possessed and continued her search. At the door of the head, she halted with her hand on the latch. Stop! Get a grip! The sharp, verbal reprimand worked like a crutch and gave her the courage to open the door. Yet, when she did, her fear expanded at the sight of a bloody hunting knife on the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?